All right, before I promised you some sound that AMAC cultivated and sent to me this morning, and I forgot to get to it. You want to do Damian Woody first? Why don't we get Damian Woody in here? Because he was talking about Jaden Daniels, top five quarterback. Obviously, the ranking ESPN, as we've sprinkled in throughout the show. I have no problem with that ranking. Some people are going to. I don't understand the 10th. Whatever. Okay. It is what it is. Here's Damian Woody. Jaden Daniels, top five quarterback.
Damian Woody, do you agree with Jaden Daniels, a second-year quarterback, already as the fifth best and the top quarterback in the NFC?
You're damn right I do.
Let's go.
Damn right I do. Listen, I grew up a Washington fan. I've seen this organization inept for over two decades. That young man steps foot in the building, and that group was one game away from the Super Bowl. That is not a fluke, my friend. It is not a fluke. This man is uber talented. Not only is he a great athlete, he's calm, he's collected, he processes well. He's accurate. He plays with timing and rhythm. Like, he has all those things. And as this franchise continues to build this thing out, man, listen, next year we could be talking about a guy in the top three.
That is Damian Woody. Now, listen, just because you grew up a Commanders or a Washington fan or whatever, listen, if you watch Jaden Daniels, you know he's less erratic than Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's won a Super Bowl. Matt Stafford's had a great career. He's less erratic than Matt Stafford. Other guys in that area, we talked about Jalen Hurts. I mean, he's better than Jared Goff. Sorry, he is. I know Jared Goff's had a great career renaissance in Detroit. He's better. Take him in. He's better than Baker Mayfield. He's better than Jalen Hurts. At this point, I think he's better than Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's been awful in a couple of playoff games. And yes, he doesn't have a lot to work with, but neither did Jaden Daniels. We should not be arguing whether Jaden Daniels should be top five. We should be arguing who's the fool that put him at 10. Dan Orlovsky, also of ESPN, he weighed in on this subject. I forget, AMAC. I'm sorry.
Dan was kind of just had, like, I don't want to say an asterisk, but just could give him more context to Jalen Hurts being at 9.
To Jalen Hurts being at number 9. Okay. Yeah. So we talked about this. I have no problem. I'll just say it again. I have no problem with Jalen Hurts being at number 9. Again, I think that's, I think a lot of this is perception over reality sometimes. I think Jalen Hurts is awesome in the playoffs. I think he's an average, maybe slightly above average quarterback in the regular season.
You're good with Jaden 5 and Hurts 9?
I am.
Okay.
Yep. But we're talking, okay, one, Buffalo had a different, maybe not high-end talent, but 5 or 6 pretty darn good players. Jalen has a bona fide top 3 receiver. And another probably top 10 guy. He's got a tight end that's a top 5 guy at the position. Mm-hmm. It's the best offensive line in ball.
Hold that against him?
No, you don't hold it against him, but it is part of the conversation. It is okay for us to go. It's always about who you're doing it with at the quarterback position. It's a dependent position. So we can hypothetically go, okay, if Herbert's in Philadelphia, is he eclipsing 25 touchdowns? He hasn't done it in 3 years. Mm-hmm. I would imagine so.
Sure.
If Jalen goes to Los Angeles, is he having that Super Bowl win? It's hard for me to see that. And so the context of it all is a fair part of the conversation.
All right, so that's Dan Orlovsky of ESPN talking about...
What's that? Does that sound familiar?
Which part sounds familiar?
All of it.
Oh, well. So this gives you...
Yeah, let me slam dunk
right
here. Yeah, let me slam dunk.
This has
been my point about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And I don't think that he's a bad quarterback, but I think that the team success and the great team building of Howie Roseman, like, I think some of that success of a great team falls at his feet. And I don't know if he's, I don't want to say deserving. I think that's the wrong word. I don't think that he's as good as some people make him seem. This is what we were talking about, the whole Dak Prescott conversation.
Right. But again, ranking him number 9, mm-hmm. I think...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Like, do we... wouldn't you agree that most people that are ranking Jalen Hurts as the top 10 quarterback are saying, yes, we acknowledge that he's got a great defense, a great system, a great wide receivers, a great running back, great offensive line. But he is the quarterback who plays the most critical position. He runs that offense, and he's awesome when it matters the most. And that's their juxtaposition. Or juxtaposition might be wrong. That's their reasoning. It's not just purely statistics.
Yeah, I know. I get that. And I think that specifically in that Super Bowl, like, yes, there were some amazing throws, right on time, great reads from Jalen Hurts. But if you look at the playoffs up to that point, and even multiple games where the game's on the line and things, we're giving the ball to Jalen Hurts, there are plenty of times where I can point to you and say, oh, he throws an interception. Oh, he doesn't get the game-winning drive. Oh, he doesn't. Like, there's a lot of average performance from Jalen Hurts. So to even say, oh, he steps up in the big moments and plays his butt off, I don't know if that's always accurate.
Well, I wouldn't say that is that way across the board, but it's very noticeable in the postseason, is what I keep circling back to. You're right. There are times where he maybe falls short. From time, you know, not like every time he falls short in the regular season.
No, you made the point. He's up and down.
Yeah,
he doesn't get to that Super Bowl if he doesn't have a good team.
There is no doubt
to even put them himself in that situation. And I think the point that Dan is highlighting here is like there are other quarterbacks. I know I don't want to be extreme, but like Josh Allen, who's doing it with. Number one.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point.
Well, I think it would be absurd to put Jalen Hurts, even though he's won more, he's been in more Super Bowls than Josh Allen has been in or won or whatever. I think it would be absurd to rank him, you know, ahead of even Lamar Jackson, who hasn't been in any Super Bowls, right? I get that guys do more with less. I get it. I totally get it. All right, we have plenty of time to debate this and talk about this. We've got to take a final timeout and return with Dumb Dumb of the Day. You're never going to guess what happened in a stolen RV in West Virginia. Next on the Team 980, always live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.